My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge. This morning, I woke up with a heavy energy, negativity in my mind, fear, anxiety, anger. My body was hurting. I didn't even want to get up from the bed. But see, days like this, I know that's the moment that we have to push through. Days like this is when you double down in perspective. And my mantra every single time that I feel this way is, shit could always be worse. Reminded me of a video that I saw in the internet. They interview a couple of kids and they asked them, what do they want? What's the one wish that they want? If they could have one wish, what would they want? And some kids said $1 million. Some kids said a Lamborghini. Some kids said all the toys that I want. All this superficial shit, right? Then they interview kids in the third world country. They ask them, if we have one wish, what would it be? Some of those kids said, I would like some meat. Some of the kids said, I would like my parents to be alive. Some of the kids will say, I would like freedom. Some of the kids will say, I would like to feel safe. See, that's what perspective is. Sometimes we act like spoiling little children. We get angry, we get triggered just because our coffee is not hot or because our Wi-Fi is not working or because people said something, certain things, and people didn't do the things that they said we're going to do. And all of a sudden, we have to understand that we need perspective in our lives. See, that's the moment I double down in my ritual and I focus on gratitude and perspective. Realizing that no matter what happens in my life right now, shit could always be worse. Somebody out there right now is dying to be in my shoes, dying to have the challenges that I have right now. So you're allowed to have bad moments, but don't let those bad moments turn into bad days, because bad days will turn into bad weeks will turn into bad months will turn into a bad year will turn into a bad decade, and then all of a sudden you're drifting through life. If you're feeling negative today, you're feeling full of fear, anxiety, stress, well, shake that shit off, get some perspective, realize that shit could be worse, and right now, you're blessed. No matter what you're going through right now, there are people out there dying to be in your shoes. So my intention for you today is to start your day with perspective and gratitude. Realize that you're exactly where you need to be. Use that pain for fuel. Don't let the negativity get into your mind. Say, not today, motherfucker, not today. Today I choose gratitude. Today I choose perspective. Today I choose to lead. Because I know that I was born for greatness. See, people think that every single day I wake up positive, full of energy. But no, it's a skill that I've developed to rewire my subconscious mind on a daily basis. To let go of the negative thoughts, the fear, the stress, the anxiety. And to reframe it so I could start my day with power. Because I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that the best is yet to come. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're ready to go to the next level, join the challenge to get your edge back. This is a challenge for businessmen and entrepreneurs that want to find the certainty, the drive, and the passion to be able to go to the next level. Go to getmyedgeback.com. That's getmyedgeback.com and join the challenge now.